Overlooking the Forest Acres West Course here at Michigan State University, along with my buddy Steve Courtney, who's got a big bruise on the bottom of his chin from where his jaw dropped when that 69-foot putt fell in at 16 yesterday.
It was unbelievable. It was how that it was a beautiful roll, and it went in. And
then the next hole is a par 5, and I knock it on the left fringe in 2 and 3 putt.
Well, I'm not kidding. You're battling the yips. How that went in, it was an act of God, clearly, because your longest putt before that was 3 feet. I'm not kidding you.
I made a 40-footer the other day.
When?
The other day. The day before you made one.
Yeah. Did you capture all this on video?
Well, some of it. Mark Hollis is here, the athletic director of Michigan State. He had a lie the other day. Where was it where you had that lie? Was that at Sweetgrass up in the UP? And Jeff, no, it was at Gray Walls. He's got a lie mark up on one of the granite walls, and the ball is on grass, but he is standing on a granite wall up there. And he's got an uneven stance, and Jeff Marcero and I are just waiting for him to take a swing at it because there's a chance he's going to tumble down the cliff 15 feet, okay? And finally he goes, I'm just going to take a drop. And we were so disappointed, I got to tell you.
You see, know. Those are good friends that are really hoping that you're going to fall down a cliff 70 feet.
And Jeff just provided video evidence. So
yeah,
it's all
there. It is. Now, this golf course here, this is like every time you come to visit, it takes you back to your days as a student here, doesn't it? I understand your first job was here at the golf course.
My first job was actually cleaning toilets and restrooms here at the Forest Acres with Ken Horvath as the director of golf, and you know, great experiences. 5 years working at Forest Acres, an opportunity, I think, to capture many of the traits that you still use today as an athletic director.
Wow,
it was a
really
great experience.
Like what? Cleaning up messes?
Like every person that walks in the door is going to have a different attitude. You know, eventually I evolved out of that to be able to clean the range or then service in the pro shop, and you know, just dealing with people, and everybody has wonderful attributes, and everybody has issues, and I think that opportunity gave me an experience to, you know, to prepare for that. And you still go through that today.
Well, and to judge and evaluate people. And you've chosen some great people to be around you. I mean, we can talk about Mark D'Antonio all day and that choice. But we're here to talk. We'll get to Mark a little bit and the great success he's had in elevating the football program to national prominence now. Not just Big Ten, not just in the conference, but also nationally, but also at the golf level with a couple of guests that we have here, ladies first, and we also will introduce her first because she just captured the Mid-Am for the 8th time here in the state of Michigan, and we are told she has now won more GAM tournaments, Golf Association of Michigan tournaments, than any player in state history, male or female, Stacy Slobodnik-Stoll, who's also the head coach of the women's golf team here. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks. It was a great day, and I played a golf course I'd never played before down in Groziel and got to play with Sarah Martin Olson, who was one of my former players, so it really was a nice day.
And to beat her was even better.
Yeah, only by one stroke, though.
I know, but that's all you need.
I know, but I was just, it made me happy that she is now a mid-am and that she's playing. And that's really what, you know, both Casey and I are here to do is to grow the game and to just make sure that people are interested in the game and know what a special game it is.
Talk to me about the game itself, because you have people who continually say, well, golf's on the decline, and we got to, you know, build 8-inch holes and, you know, get soccer balls out on the course and kick it around. Talk to me about the state of the game and what those little gimmicks do.
Well, I think it's just they're looking for something different. And I know a long time ago we had a master plan at Michigan State, and there was some talk of building a 12-hole golf course or a 14-hole golf course. Just something different. I think people's time today is obviously very valuable. And, you know, that's why pace of play is so important, that, you know, we want to make sure that pace of play continues to be 4 hours or less so we can keep people enjoying the game and making sure that they can play in a timely manner so they can get back to work or get back to their families.
I know it was strictly coincidental that you brought up pace of play with our other guest who's joining us, the MSU men's head golf coach, Casey Lupon, who just returned from the state pro-am where he and his partner Jason Gus finished second and put on a major charge after they got warned about slow play that wasn't their fault.
Yeah, we did have a bit of an issue there. row. We were 2.5 holes behind after 12
holes. 2.5 holes!
But, you know, we were having a good time. A sunny day. It's always nice to be at Boyne, right? And we were relaxing. But
it wasn't your team that was slow, right?
No, we played with a couple guys, great guys, good friends, who they actually had an issue. One of them picked up on a hole they shouldn't have been. They had a little tension in their group, and they slowed down. But we had a good time. And after we got going, we birdied 6 of the last 7 holes, so there's a lesson there. The faster you play, sometimes the better you play.
Well, the other part is, you know, you had the Michigan State connection that won the tournament in Jimmy Dooling and Chris Morey, right?
Yeah, a couple guys who played for me and graduated in the last couple years. Jimmy's working in the real world, and Chris is a teaching pro with our volunteer coach up at Hawk Hollow. So if you're going to get beat by anybody, 2 former players is okay.
And Casey, we'll point out right now, when it came to a career choice for someone who suffers from severe allergies, you made the right one.
Yeah, being allergic to grass is a pretty good thing for a golf coach. Hey, we all face adversity in life, right?
Yes, we do.
So here's what amazes me, though, Courts, is you take a look at the MSU program, and you got Stacey, what she's doing with the women's program, mm-hmm. and her own success. Casey with the men and his own success. Mark D'Antonio, Thomas will go right down the line. It's winning, and winning matters, doesn't it, Mark Hollis?
Yeah, I think, you know, so much of it is culture, and it's having each other's back, and there's so many different ways you can go about trying to achieve success. Financial resources are obviously important, but that's not the end all. It's getting the right people in place. It's having the right levels of support, and as you go through our entire coaching staff, I'm just so proud of how they work together, and it makes the AD's job much more palatable, I guess, to be able to let that happen.
Well, certainly a great time to be a Spartan, and that's why when Mr. Scandalaris came and said, Steve, why don't we dump a couple million dollars on the golf building, I think I
you
tore
said
a
you're in,
cuff,
right?
Yeah. Getting my checkbook out. And that building is going to be something else. And as we know, not only in football and basketball, but certainly golf and volleyball and every other sport along the way, bells and whistles matter when it comes to getting kids to come here. And that's another amazing thing about this university, pulling out no stops whatsoever. Stacey, your thoughts?
My thoughts, the building is going to have a lot of bells and whistles. It is just thrilling to watch it every day progress. And I had my evaluation yesterday with Greg Iani, my boss, who's also in charge of building the facility.
Another fine man.
Yes, and I just really told him something that when I was standing on the putting green the other day, I just felt humbled. And I, you know, he asked me, why did you feel that way? And I said, I just really can't believe that this is happening. And to know that so many people that surround our program, you know, most especially Mr. Scandalaris, to really get the project going, believe in what we're doing and believe in our student athletes, and most importantly, believe in our athletic department. It's just an awesome feeling.
And Casey's certainly going to be helping out you and everything you want to accomplish here in East Lansing.
I think it's funny, once you announce that you're building something, recruiting already takes a step up. You know, we've had some commitments just because the building is, they haven't even seen it. They haven't seen a plan. It's just a pile of dirt right now. But it's, you know, it's a testament to what's going on across the whole athletic department and how everybody's trying to get a little bit better.
What's going to be in that facility? Indoor chipping, short game area?
Yeah, the focus, obviously there's some team areas, locker rooms, and a little area for them to relax and get away. Offices for the coaches. But the focus is almost like a small gymnasium, like a high school gymnasium, where we're doing most of our chipping and putting. Full swing, you can get back pretty quick if you come from 20 degrees to 80 degrees. It's that short game that takes some time, and we're going to be able to simulate that inside during the off season, which is great.
Courtney and I will be there often for lessons.
Anytime.
I liked how Casey used the word a little room for, you know, the team. It's that's really funny. The building's only 15,000 square feet, and it's a little room.
Little room. Well, yeah. You know what? During the NCAA Men's Championship, a lot has been made that Illinois is having a year, and it's nice to see a Midwest team doing so well.
On the same leaderboard as Georgia.
Well, you know? And we know who Georgia's produced. But how much of a disadvantage is it to have an elite program coming from the Midwest, where our golf season is by and large 5 months, you know, give or take a week or two?
Well, we don't ever use that as an excuse, and that's been something.
Nor should you.
No,
I do.
It's you can, but I can't. And it's something that's we've instilled in our players and in every recruit we recruit, is that, look, I don't care how much snow there is outside. We practice just like every other player. It's just a little bit different. I think when you look at Illinois, the men's team's success, they have an incredible facility. You know, we were the first to build in the Big Ten 12 years ago, and then everyone else in the Big Ten built after us, and now we're the first to, you know, demolish and redo. But I think you've really seen Illinois' success, and they've got a very, very nice building. But I don't, you know, it is hard sometimes when you go and you're practicing and it's just indoor practice, and then you fly, right. you know, to Los Angeles, and then the next day you're teeing it up for a pro-am or a co-am, as we call it, and then the next day you're in competition. I mean, there is a little curve there where you got to give the kids a little slack, but we just utilize the time from sun up to sundown, and again, we just instill in their brains that no excuse, we want to be one of the top 20 teams in the country, and we've got to compete with these teams.
Our apologies to Mark Mitchell. We'll get to traffic momentarily. I promise. I got one final question for Mark Hollis before we let him go. We talk about the success you've had in hiring these coaches who have brought MSU to the upper echelons in every sport. What I'd like to know is some of the traits that you emphasize in making your choices in hiring people. I'm always fascinated by that. And what do you see in these people that allows you to predict success?
Well, one of the things is I like to look at work ethic. I evaluate coaches on athletic, academic, and then the social aspects of student-athlete life. And, you know, one of my beliefs is you are where you came from and you are who you walk with. And as you go through that process, I look at those type of things as we're hiring people. Did you have things handed to you, or did you have to work in order to achieve the type of success that puts you into the wheelhouse of being a coach at the Big Ten level? And as you go through our different coaches, both head and assistant, you will see that work ethic. You know, Tom Izzo coming out of the UP and working the way he did as a GA for so many years, or Mark D'Antonio, you know, achieved at the highest level at Ohio State, had the experience here, but also had the experience of being a head coach. And I'm not sure he would have had the same level of success had he come straight from Ohio State as a coordinator without being a head coach prior. So,
but there were some eyebrows raised, Mark, when you hired Coach D'Antonio.
Oh, there's no, I mean, there was eyebrows raised when I hired Casey. I mean, it's.
Well, that's really.
It's, you're always going to have that. You know, Joe Kearney always told me the day you get your job, you have the most friends. And as an AD, I believe that's true. But as a coach, I don't. I believe it's an opportunity for you to come in and take your work ethic, your experiences, what you've had, and really start to assemble the level of support that you need in order to provide these young men and women with great experiences. And that's what we're about at Michigan State.
Well, thank you for the hospitality, for having us up here. It was a delight playing the golf course yesterday.
And Steve and I never have slow play. We get our swinging before the golf cart even kind of comes to a stop.
We roll.
Can't believe you, Casey.
Steve sometimes hits it while it's still rolling. Thanks. And again, Stacey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Casey, congrats to you
thank
too
you.
On the runner-up finish. And
thank you.
Continued success to all of you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.